been done with this church and especially with this wonderful preacher. I'm grateful for the invitation to come and be with you today to say a few words to encourage us as we meander through this life. I am grateful for Brother Glass and the Transportation Ministry. Grateful for the hospitality and the accommodations. Things are so well that it's just good to know that people have a deep concern about other people. And I can tell that you care about other people. And so I'm grateful to be here today. Again, I am most happy to know about Brother Gibbs, the mark that he has made across our brotherhood has been one that is second to none. And I think you already know that, so I won't spend a whole lot of time with preliminaries, but I do want to try to encourage all of us. We live in a world where Christ has not been lifted, and it's time for us to say something about our Savior. From the White House to the outhouse, it's time to say something about our Savior. I want to try my best to deal with this because I am dealing with some sinus issues, but that's not an excuse. Matthew chapter 7 is where I'm going to start with on this morning. Verse 28 was given to me, but I'd like to go back to verse 24. Thank Brother Joe and those who came with him, and good to see Brother Roy Rose and Cynthia here today as well. They are members here now who used to be in Memphis. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, doeth them, and will liken to him a wise man, built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the flood came, wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. I want to tell you, as we began to talk about this lesson, that people were astonished at Jesus. They were amazed at his teaching ability. And so today I pray that you all understand that we all ought to build a house that will stand. You need a subject today, the house that will stand in the storm. We all need a house that will stand in the storm. It was Jesus who made this statement. Jesus was a carpenter by trade. And he knew what it took to build a house in this time and in this climate. There are storms that's coming on every side. You perhaps are just coming out of a storm, going through a storm, or getting ready to go through one. We all need strength and stability, security and safety when we're facing the storms of life. Whenever you build a house, there are several critical inspections you have to make in building. You need a solid place to build. You need to build on a solid place. Build with good material. Follow the instructions on the blueprint. Count the costs. And all of us who are building on a solid foundation will stand the storm. When storms come, you will stand or fall. Jesus talks about two kinds of builders. First, he talks about a foolish builder. Then he mentions a wise builder. These two builders knew a lot about building. It's evident that they knew about it because they needed a house. They built their house in the same location. Storms were going to beat on their house. They knew that the wind was going to blow on the house. They knew that the rain was going to fall on the house. They were aware that the flood was going to rise. They knew about the weather in that area. They both were subject to the same stressful environment. The difference between the two was the wise man built his house on a rock. The foolish man built his on the sand. Both of these men built a house. The foundation was covered with wood, perhaps. And you can't see what they are sitting on. Like a wise man, a lot of us are covered up. We are sitting on a solid foundation. We're just covered up. We're covered up by a man. We are covered up by being a woman. We are covered up with our families. We're covered up thinking we are healthy as a horse. We're covered up because of our status. We're covered up because of our job. But your cover won't last long when the real storm comes. I know what will happen to you if your foundation is not solid. How we fare in storms depend on the foundation which we have. The one who builds on the sand probably built his house a lot faster. He didn't dig deep enough. He probably finished first. He talked about the man who was still building on the rock. The one who built on the rock is sure. He's more solid. He digs deeper. He finds a solid rock to build on. It seems like he's a lazy man. Seems like he's slow. Seems like he's wasting time and energy. But he knows what it takes to build a solid foundation. Well, let me just give you two brief things here and get out of here. First, why is it he built on the rock? To stand, Jesus is the rock. He is the right foundation to build on. Listen and obey him, and your foundation will stand. You can't just hear him. You have to hear him and obey him. Luke 11:28, the Bible says, but he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. James says in James chapter 1 and verse 22, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. And let me tell you, wish I had time to go through some of these others, but let me tell you, the storm is coming, whether you like it or not. The storm is coming in your life, and you need to build on Christ. Just because you are in Christ doesn't mean you won't have storms in your life. Storms are going to come from every walk of life. That's why the Bible says the rain descended. The Bible says the flood came. And the wind blew. It's coming from every direction of life. It doesn't matter, saved or lost. Storms are coming on every side. Storms can wipe you out and leave you homeless. The house built on the rock will stand. The faith that built on the rock will stand. This faith can be tested and will stand. A faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. Stay with the word and you will stand in those horrible times. Well, let me tell you this. For the Christian, God uses storms to shape us, to fashion us, to mold us into what he wants us to be. Stop asking God to get you out of your storm. Start asking God to help me take something from my storm. God doesn't keep us from trouble, but he leaps into our trouble. We all got to know that storms are coming, and God is there to help us in the midst of our storm. And sometimes God got to shake you in order to get you well. That's why y'all ain't looking right. Let me get where I want to be here. See, sometimes when you go to the doctor give you medicine, and on the medicine it says shake well before use. Sometimes God got to shake you before he can use you. That's why you're going through what you're going through right now. Sometimes he leaps in our situation, and let me tell you, and he will help us as we deal with our trials. There are a lot of things you may do and may have without Jesus, but you can't make it through your storm without him. Well, it was that time to show it to you in Mark chapter 4, but ain't got time. Then finally, let me tell you, as I get ready to get out of here, remember, Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Amen, somebody. That you should have to build on. And I don't know about you, but my strength comes from my rock. He's my help in the time of a storm. You may have your help in the midst of your storm. I remember when I was in Arkansas preaching there, and I went to bed, and I found out later on I was sleeping real hard. One brother called me. He said, "Brother Rogers, you all right?" I said, "Yes, I'm fine." He said, "A tornado just come through." Well, I'm trying to tell you, God kept me in the midst of a storm. Well, I realized he had angels camped all around me. This storm helped me to see when the storms of life come, if you are in Christ, you will be able to stand. Well, remember, Jesus said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." He is that rock. The rock is better for you in the storm. The rock prevents fire from spreading. The rock will help fire or prevent fire from jumping from place to place. The rock will help you stay firm, and it won't destroy everything. The rock can be used after it is gone through fire. The rock can be used again after it is submerged in water. The rock is better than asphalt. The rock is better than dirt. The rock is better than shingles. The rock is better than gravel. The rock is better than plywood. The rock is better than sheetrock. The rock is better than paint. The rock is better than wood. The rock is better than nails. The rock is better than stucco. I got to get out of here, and let me just tell you, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I need my rock. And I hate to, amen, I hate to bring it up, but don't you remember the three little P's? One built his house on with straw. The other one built his with sticks. And the other one built his, come on, y'all, with brick or with the rock. And let me tell you this, a wolf is coming by you one day, and he's going to huff, and he's going to puff, and he's going to blow your house down if you're not founded upon the rock. Wish that time to deal with that one, but let me get out of here. I need my rock. Amen, somebody. I need my rock. Can I say it one more time? I need my rock. My rock, amen, Amen. I don't want you to have no withdrawal symptoms. But let me just tell you this. I need my rock. I need my rock to get my fix. When I don't get my fix, when I don't get my rock, I have withdrawal symptoms. When I don't get my rock, my eyes dilated. I don't get my rock, I start having chills. When I don't get my rock, I start sweating. When I don't get my rock, I start shaking and I start trembling. When I don't get my rock, I have muscle spasms. When I don't get my rock, I start having cramps. When I don't get my rocks, my teeth start clinking together. When I can't get my rock, I can't sit still. I get fidgety. When I can't get my rock, I have a speech impediment. When I can't get my rock, my eyes, y'all act like y'all don't need the rock. Amen. When I can't get my rock, my eyes turn red. When I can't get my rock, I start looking pale. When I can't get my rock, my nose start running. When I can't get my rock, amen, I don't eat right. When I don't get my rock, amen, my clothes start fitting me loose. When I can't get my rock, I start losing weight. When I can't get my rock, I become impatient with people. When I can't get my rock, I start lying to folk. Well, y'all like y'all ain't, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Amen, somebody. When I can't get my rock, I start having a strange odor permeating around me. When I can't get my rock, I don't sleep right. When I can't get my rock, my hand gets sticky. When I can't get my rock, I start spending, amen, money on anything. I start having bad habits. When I can't get my rock, I don't pay my bills on time. When I can't get my rock, I hang out at night. When I can't get my rock, I don't get my fix. And if I can't get my fix, I got to tell y'all, I don't treat nobody right when I can't get my rock. When you don't get your rock, you don't treat your husband right. When you don't get your rock, you don't treat your wife right. When you don't get your rock, you don't treat your brother and your sister right. When you don't get your rock, you don't treat the elders and the deacons and the preachers right. When you don't get your rock, you just start mess in church. Amen, somebody. When you don't get your rock, you got to understand, when you don't get your rock, somebody is in trouble. So I got to tell you, as I quit here, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When I need a shelter and when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Jesus is my rock in a weary land. He's my shelter in the time of storm. You got some stuff going on with you right now, and you know you need your rock. And just like the drug addict run to his rock, Jesus. Amen. Can I get happy in here? Can I get a little happy? Jesus is my rock in my weary land. When I can't go to nobody else, I can bow down to him and he'll lift me up when I'm down. Turn me back around, set my feet on solid ground. He is my rock. And I'm going to tell you that nobody can handle you like Jesus handled you. Well, let me get out of here. Let me quit. Because I know I'm supposed to quit here. Let me just tell you this before I quit, that if you don't know what the rock is, come on down here. Let me give you a little piece of it. Let me give you a little piece of the rock, and you will get your fix, and you will come every time. And I wish I had time to explain it to you, but this rock is free, y'all. You don't have to go back to the house, amen. You don't have to go around the corner to get this rock. This rock is free to you, and you can come get it anytime you get ready for it. A lot of us need a fix right now. You just got through fussing a while ago. Amen. You need a fix right now. Did something yesterday you shouldn't have been. You need your fix right now. Come on down here, or however y'all do it, and get your rock. Because you need it. Jesus taught them, and they were astonished at his doctrine. And what he was trying to tell them was this: the only way you're going to stand is that you build on Christ. And on Christ, the solid rock, you ought to stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And I'm not afraid to say it. That's why I'm in the Church of Christ. because there's no other place I'd rather be. Because if Christ is the rock, don't you want your rock? Come on, get your rock. By faith, repentance, confession, and baptism into Christ. Come on, get your rock right now. As together we stand to sing this song.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land.